The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on our show, thousands of birds are falling dead out of the sky. A government conspiracy? Are these the end times, or are the birds just getting bullying text messages? A village in France is apparently the only place safe from the 2012 apocalypse, according to the newest crazy religion out there. And forget your espresso, a new coffee made from cat feces is coming to a shop near you. January 9th. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing tonight? It's good to see you. It's good to be here. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Tooth Randy Griffin, your host, Tooth Sense Show tonight. This is Jibba Kapoxoon, my co-host. It's, I almost said 2010. I choked up. I choked up a little bit. It was like January 9th, 2011. So, yeah, that's the way these things go. But, it's been an interesting year so far. It's been an interesting last 9 days.
Actually.
It has. You know, I want to apologize for the delays. I mean, we've had since we had a Christmas show. And then we didn't have a New Year's show because, to be very honest, I kind of wanted to take a day off. You know, we didn't get Christmas off. We had to work all through that. But it's a good thing that I actually did say, you know, we want New Year's off because, like, 2 days before New Year's, all of the hard drives in the studio went... No. And we were like, oh, Jesus.
No. He was like, oh, Jesus.
He was drunk most of it. I was sitting here like, look at the smoking ruins of our studio. And he's like, I don't care. So it was... That's what happened. So it's a good thing that actually we took that weekend off because I spent that whole weekend and actually most of the next week actually fixing the studio. Are we actually broadcasting? I hope we're broadcasting now because I think we are.
Well, we can only hope.
The reinstallations of systems and all kinds of crap. So yeah, it was.
Well, hopefully it's not like the other show where it kept cutting off and we.
Yeah.
What was it? The laughing show that kept breaking.
Yeah. It was the ruined your face. We ruined the net. We did. We ruined it, and because we kept breaking the show, but. Yeah, hopefully it's back, and I'm actually admittedly having a lot less problems with the new systems now that the new hardware's in than I was the old system, so hopefully we'll
see how long that lasts.
We'll see how long that lasts.
He tends to go through hard drives and things like that very quickly.
These things happen. I punish him. I punish them. Mm-hmm. I use whips, chains. Punishment. What, did that smell? Oh, my God.
Oh, please!
Oh, my God.
Don't you sit here and cover your mouth and your nose when you sat down here and you farted 4,000 times and then look at me like you did nothing. Don't even try that shit with me, you fat ass. I mean, you skinny bitch. You, you heifer.
Why would you make something like that up? Did you guys see me farted? Of course. I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Let me tell you something. That was a show, like, at least like 2 months ago, where if you listen right at the beginning, you actually heard him fart. You heard him fart.
It's not true. It's not true.
No, and it's online, and I'll find it, and I'll make sure to have it for next week. I'll post it on my FA. The exact show and the exact second you hear him fart at the beginning. This is what I have to go through every fucking time I sit next to this bastard, and y'all sit here. No, don't you.
Burp still stinks. I can't believe you. That's just terrible.
I'm going to drink a bunch of this and just burp in your face.
Oh, man. You know, I've been having fun on this show. I know you've been having... We've both been having fun. We hope you've been having fun. But, you know, all good things, as they say. We're going to be taking a season break here probably 2-3 shows from now. We've done like about 15, 16 shows at this point. So we're going to take a break. Don't worry. We're not leaving permanently. Just a season break. We'll probably take three and a half, something like that, months off. We want to have a chance to actually you know, add some new things to the show, you know, and one of those things is a new co-host, which, by the way, we did all of the auditions for. They all turned out great. They all did a really great job. They had a lot of different personalities and to add to the show, and so we're going to see how that turns out. Actually, before the season ends, we're going to show a kind of a cut-together show, basically, of the auditions that happened, and we're going to get your opinions on it, too. We're going to, like, set up some polls and see what you guys think about the dudes that came in. My favorite was the one who went down on me in the middle show. We're not going to talk about that.
I'm going to drink.
You go ahead and you guys. But no. We're going to do that. We're going to take a break after that. And then we will come back. Did another lizard? What?
Oh, a beer.
Oh, a beer. Suddenly, the magic of television.
I forgot that thing.
Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that if it's off the edge of the screen, it doesn't exist? It doesn't exist. It's like, where's my hand? Why? What? Oh, thank God.
Actually, I'm on two.
How did you do that? How? I don't know how you do that. I don't get it. I bet you do it again. Do it again. Award-winning comedy. Right there. Actually, I already have my glass. See? Oh, wait. I did it. I did it.
Oh,
I didn't even
know.
It's like... Well,
actually, I have an announcement.
You do, please.
I have been playing PC.
That's games. Right. Oh, God. That reminds me, I have an announcement, too. You go ahead first.
And so I've been playing Battlefield 2 on PC and getting my ass kicked.
He's getting better, though.
Ran today. He saw me do a little bit. I did a little bit of stuff. I did some sniping thing while he was shooting me and all that good stuff. I'm getting better. But to put it to you this way, my boyfriend won't even play with me. That's how bad I am.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend won't even play with me.
It's like you're going to bring her score down. Fuck you. You know, and strangely enough, you want to know something weird. A guy named Lelantos for Christmas sent me an Xbox. So... now we have Jibba sitting in his bedroom playing PC, and I'm sitting in the next room playing Halo on Xbox, and people that we know walk over and they look in the rooms and they go, we're in the wrong house. This what the hell happened? So yeah, we're you know, taking a little time. We're switching. We're
trying it out.
We like to, you know, experience everything that we can. So. But
hey, as a game, it's still a game. I have fun. I can still curse them while playing it, and
boy, does he! As long as you're having fun, that's the point. But even during this break, folks, that we're about to take, don't worry because there are going to be new shows that aren't 2 cents. We've got some new shows coming up during the break that we're going to be working on, and when 2 cents does come back, we're going to have like several new features. Actually, we're introducing a new feature tonight. Just to get it out of the way, we're going to be able to, as many of you know, Agent Elrond draws a cover for every single one of our shows. Well, we happen to be able to rig it up now to where we have a live camera feed from Northern California.
Yep.
Straight from Elrond's drawing desk. And when she starts drawing, we will actually be able to cut in and show you what she's drawing live on the show. So just one of those little things that, you know, we're trying to, you know, bring in and make a better show for you guys. But for now, we probably should move on to our first segment.
Oh my holy God, it's time for the news!
And by the way, this is completely ignoring, we don't have this, completely ignoring the shooting that took place, what was it, yesterday? Tucson, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of time to look at it, so
a lot of the news reports hadn't come in for that yet, but there's a shooting in Tucson. The guy went crazy to Walmart and killed a bunch of people, and honestly, the only reason that I'm bringing it up is because it happened in the same state that Gavin lives in, and he didn't want us to bring it up because he felt it made the people in his state look like idiots, and so I'm going to bring it up.
Well, the people in his state disappear.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, people keep showing up and shooting them at a Walmart. You know,
well,
that's...
it wasn't even that. You remember when we were driving here? And we went through and we went to this Chinese restaurant and there were people behind us and they just disappeared.
Oh, poof. Yeah, people. Yeah, Arizonans do this ninja ball thing and they're gone. They're gone. But, you know.
Well, he's in New Mexico.
He is in New Mexico. Well, the thing that everybody's been talking about, of course, lately, is these damn birds that are falling out of the sky. Just apparently out of nowhere. That's the big news this week is the birds falling.
It's the end.
The apocalypse, the doom.
I was looking at some of the YouTube videos of these people who, this is the end of the world as we know it. The God is bringing down rain upon us. He is bringing down his stuff. And I'm like, why would he kill birds? And
why
and
the
drop them down on, what was it, Arkansas?
Arkansas. It's like God said it there. It's like, okay, time for the end of the world. I'm going to drop some birds in Arkansas. That'll really mess with them. That'll really fuck them up. That's how it's going to happen. We have a bit of a news bit here. This came out. This is actually a Fox News bit. Wildlife experts are trying to solve an apocalyptic-type mystery. Why did nearly 3,000 red-winged blackbirds tumble out of the Arkansas sky on New Year's Eve? The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission spokesman Keith Stevens said that the birds fell in an area about a mile long and a half mile wide, 1.5 kilometers long and 200 meters wide, for those of you who are not in this country. The commission said Saturday that it began receiving reports about the dead birds about 11:30 p.m. the previous night. The birds fell over a one-mile area, and an aerial survey indicated that no other dead birds were found outside that area. Laboratories in Arkansas, Georgia, and Wisconsin will examine some of the carcasses starting Monday. Results will come back in a week. And, I mean, they've been doing this. It's funny because they sent all these reports off, and I've been hearing all these theories.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you know, and even the scientists, you know, the scientists are like, it might have been, you know, explosions. It was the explosions going off from the fireworks on New Year's. But the really funny ones are like,
it's the government. The government is releasing a toxin into the air that's killing the birds. It's just like the canary in the damn coal mine. And more than that, God is doing it because he's killing the birds. Oh, Jesus.
And now everybody's flipping out. And suddenly, and I don't know if you heard about it, then suddenly there's like, another 600 dead birds in Missouri and some in Louisiana, and then some happened over in Sweden all of a sudden. And now everybody's freaking out.
Well, that on top of, did you read about that billions of fish?
Of fish that happened that came out. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not coming to an end. I'm here to tell you. I hate to disappoint you. I know how much y'all like your panic, but let me tell you, the world is not coming to an end. It's not a government conspiracy. The fact is, because I looked this up in a scientific journal,
at least a 2012.
Yeah, we have at least a 2000. The calendar hasn't ended yet, so don't panic. No, there have been 90. Mass bird deaths, ranging anywhere from numbers of 50 to 5,000, 90 of those, since June 2010. These are things that have continually happened, all the time, every year. Birds die! Birds fall out of the sky dead. They're very panicky little creatures. You go, ooga booga, and 1,200 birds are going to fall out of the damn sky. This happens. What's happening here is, it's the same way with the earthquakes.
Yeah.
Earlier this year. They were like, oh, God, Chile, and then Haiti, and then, oh, God, Southern California, and then this little earthquake in the middle of nowhere. What's going on? And then they finally dug up the geological survey to bring out this 100-year report. It's like, there is no more earthquakes this year than any other year. The media is just reporting it more. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the only thing that's happening. These things happen all the time. They're reported. They've been documented. It's just now the news wants money. They decided, you know what, we want money, we're going to panic everybody, we're going to make everybody think it's the end times, 2012 is coming up, so let's report a few of these bird deaths in a row and see what happens, and now everybody's going,
wait, make that noise again.
You didn't think I could do it, did you? No, did not think I could do it again.
I think you can do it.
Dare me to...
Mm-hmm. Are you finished?
I think I'm through at this point. What do you think about all these birds flying? You probably just think it's funny.
Well, when I read about it, I was like, really? Because I remember reading about other people, other birds dying before.
Yeah.
And it didn't make this big a news. And I remember reading about it. And it's like, this has happened before. Why are we thinking, why are we doing this now?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's like the missile.
Yeah.
That flew over Los Angeles. Because 1,500 people happened to look up and see an airplane one day. And Los Angeles, they don't look up. So they're looking at the ground. One day they look up. They look up and they see a damn. It's a missile. It was a plane. You know, it's the same thing. You know, you have to be. You know, it's not only responsibility of people to give you information to make it accurate, but it's also your responsibility to be the recipient of that information. You have to be a responsible reader or viewer. People have forgotten that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to question the things you see. It's like, okay, that's the information that's coming in. Do I believe it? Do I not? Do I do a little more research on it to find out? You know, you got to be a responsible viewer. And that's the truth, because we said so. And don't you ever doubt it.
No, don't be the responsible viewer.
Don't. Not when
just
it comes
believe
to this show.
Anything you hear from us.
Yes. Anything anybody else says is bullshit. We tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't question. No. Not here. Not on this show. Oops, how'd that happen?
Perfect.
What was that? Los Angeles. Oh, good God. Los Angeles, California. A nurse claims the chairman of a hospital surgery department injected her with truth serum during a job interview, then pulled his pants down and injected himself in the groin area. Proceeded to ask her about her sexual fantasies and offered her $1,000 to strip. She sued Presbyterian Intercommunity Hospital and Dr. Jeffrey W. Cronson for assault, battery, sexual harassment, and other charges in Superior Court. The complaint continues, given the extreme sensitivity of such an employment, defendants Cronson insisted that all candidates for potential employment be injected with sodium pentothal, which, by the way, this is truth serum, during the interview. He explained that this was truth serum and stated that this had to be done to ensure all employment questions would be answered truthfully. It goes on. Defendant's highly offensive conduct was also included, asking plaintiff to tell him her deepest, darkest secrets, if she found him attractive, if she thought about him when she had sex, asking about her sexual fantasies, and telling her to take off her clothes. And people complain that their job interviews are boring. You know, come on. You know, it's like, man, job interview is boring. I don't want to go to a job interview. It's boring. Now, here you go. Here you go. You got some chick and drugs and, oh, show me your panty. I'll just inject my junk. Oh, stuff. And now, oh, it was too exciting. Come, make up your minds, people. Come on.
What did he inject himself with?
Sodium pentothal.
His junk?
Yes. So,
his penis was not going to lie.
The next hour or two wasn't going to get no lies out of this man's dick. It was going to be very, very truthful. I guess. I don't know. That's a hell of a job interview.
That is
a hell. Now, how?
Why didn't we think about this and doing the two sets interview?
Now you say this. Now you. We could have had so much fun. You'd have had to inject yourself in the junk, though, because I wouldn't do that.
I'm not injecting myself in the junk.
I wouldn't do that. That'd be your job.
I can stick a needle in my arm, but that's about it.
Ooh,
what?
We should do a tooth serum show.
Oh, God. Well, wait. Would it be much different?
No.
I don't think it'd be much different.
But we'll be drugged up.
The only difference would be...
it's legal.
The only difference... the only difference in anything I'd say would be, instead of sitting here and saying, I'm smiling and saying, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're here. The only difference is Beyonce. I really don't want to do this right now. But I'm going to anyway. And then I just go ahead, and everything else wouldn't be different. It wouldn't, it'd be the same show.
I think we should do it anyway.
Maybe we should. Where are we going to get some truth serum?
Oh, I have contact.
What the
don't
hell?
Worry.
Really? Do you know this guy, what's his name? Dr. Jeffrey W.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Is that where you get your serum from?
I'm not at liberty to say.
How did your job interview with him go?
I don't work there, do I?
See, I need. He obviously didn't inject you with enough because you're lying.
Truth serum. I'm just thinking, what would I say if I was injected with truth serum?
You'd say the same shit you say every day.
That you're a bitch?
Yeah. There you go. That's what you'd say.
Yeah.
That's what you'd say.
Think about it. That would probably be
tell us about
like,
two.
He's a bitch.
A bitch. He's a raggedy, wavy bitch. And that's all you'd say. France here. The mayor of a French village has threatened to call in the army to seal it off from an influx of New Age fanatics and UFO watchers who are convinced it is the only place on Earth that will be spared Armageddon in 2012. I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. Bugarak, population 189, is peaceful, picturesque farming community in the Aude region of southern France and sits at the foot of the Pic de Bugarak, the highest mountain in wine growing country. For the past few months, the quiet village has been inundated by groups of esoteric outsiders who believe that the peak is an alien garage. According to them, extraterrestrials are quietly waiting in a massive cavity beneath the rock for the world to end, at which point they will leave, taking, it is hoped, a few lucky human beings with them. Most believe Armageddon will take place on December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. Another favorite date mentioned is the 12th, December 12th, 2012. They see Bugarak is one of perhaps several sacred mountains that will be sheltered from the cataclysm. This is no laughing matter, Jean-Pierre Delord, the mayor, said. Yes, it is. You know what? Yes, it is. You're wrong, Mr. Jean-Pierre Delord. This is a laughing matter.
I'm sorry. Something to say.
What's that?
I understand the Mayan calendar, 12-21-2012.
Yes, yeah.
I don't understand the 12-12-12. There was an 11-11-11.
A 10-10-10.
A 9-9-9. We hadn't died yet. We're not dying on 12-12-12.
You know, somebody somewhere in the world, I mean, somebody predicts that the world is going to end every single year.
Every day.
Every day. But because the calendar ran out, the Aztec Mayan calendar ran out.
They couldn't think any further.
December 21st, 2012. You know what? The calendar I have now runs out on December 31st, 2011. Fuck! It's going to happen earlier. Jesus, if I rip pages out, then it'll end in June.
I have a prediction.
No!
I have a prediction.
What?
The world will end at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Well, you couldn't have given us more time than that.
No.
Why? Damn.
Why are you only giving us the 2012? Why don't they give us 2015?
These are the Mayans. Do not even pretend to usurp their wisdom. Something.
I would because that all of their civilizations was in north, south, east, and west. They did make sure of that.
Yeah.
Everything was perfect north and south and east and west. But their calendar's fucked up.
Well, you know what I think? I think the dude who was making the calendar
died.
He died.
He croaked, and nobody knew how to continue.
Yeah, they picked up the calendar. It's like, Bob was making this. You know how to? I have no idea what he was doing. That's just. You know what? Leave it. Just leave it.
We won't be here then.
We won't be here. We don't care. So yeah, it's you know what? I don't think they should run them out. It's like the story we're talking about. How they think about bringing the military in to run these guys out. Let them be there. Let them be there on the 21st, 2012. Televise this shit. televised the disappointed looks on thousands of people's stupid-ass faces.
What day of the week is...
I don't even know.
I hope it's a Saturday. Let me...
It would be. If it's a Saturday, oh, dude, that would be awesome. I'll go on to the next story.
You read that, I'll figure this out.
The Bean Stop in Eau Claire Market is set to start serving Kopi Luwak, better known as Cat Poof Poop Coffee, on Tuesday, one of the most unique blends available anywhere on the planet. Produced in the Doi Chang region of northern Thailand, Kopi Luwak is made when the common palm civet, a small tree-dwelling cat, eats coffee cherries. Once passed through the animal's digestive system, workers pick the seeds out by hand, and they are processed, as it said. The end result is what Ken Cutler, owner of the Bean Shop, describes as one of the most unique blends of Java you'll ever find.
Well, yeah, because you're eating cat, drinking cat shit.
Shit. Yes. It's got a both a fruity and an earthiness. It's almost got a natural sweetness to it, which is very unusual. This kind of coffee doesn't come cheap, and according to the story, a single cup will set you back $25. While a 50-gram tin will sell for $60. Cat shit.
I can eat corn and let the corn
and
come out.
It come out looking
and
like corn.
Let's grab it and let's make some tea from it.
Peanuts. We can make peanut butter. We can make peanut butter. You know? Eat the peanuts. Let them come out. Have some people, some low-wage... probably Mexicans, pick it out and just process it into peanut butter, and then you have, you know, 2 cents poop peanut butter, and we will sell that shit for like $70 a gallon. And it will be fruity and earthy.
Be fruity and earthy and nutty.
And nutty. Be very nutty. We promise.
We promise.
Our best nutty effort into our peanut butter. Some people are just going nuts. They'll drink anything. It's like, it's cat shit. I don't understand why people, it's like, well, it's exotic. It's ridiculous. It's cat shit. Why are you drinking cat shit? It doesn't matter how rare it is. It's cat shit. You don't drink cat shit. What's wrong with you?
But stranger things have happened.
Unfortunately, they have.
Hey, stranger things have happened. I mean, look at, because think about it. When people first started eating escargot.
Yeah.
People probably thought this is...
That, what the hell?
What the hell is this? Yep. And then now it's...
Now, there it is. I've eaten escargot. It's not terrible,
it's not
but...
It's terrible. It's going to take at least 40 years before I try this. If I decide to ever try it. They're going to...
There's going to have to be some serious, like, food shortages before I start drinking cat shit. I'm just... You know,
That's an oxymoron.
If anybody is like, you know, going to start drinking, you know, cat shit, if you get hungry enough, you'll eat some cat shit. I have not in my life been that hungry yet. I hope never to be.
And I've lived on the street.
I have too.
And
so, I mean, maybe with my last clawing, crawling, oh, some cat shit.
Well, no, you can't eat it. No, you have to drink it. You have to pick out the berries and make...
Okay, so last clawing, breath, oh, some cat shit. And then I gotta find the strength to strain it down.
And then that'll give you the strength to carry on.
It'll give me strength to carry on. That'll be great. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what?
I think we should skip that next segment.
Yeah, the next one is...
The whole next segment. I'm done.
No, we're not skipping the next segment.
I'm
skipping to this story. You can't quit. You can't quit because it's our favorite part of the show. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this.
Don't look behind you. It's a quarter.
Jibba pulling up his sleeves and getting ready for this.
Well, I'm getting hot now. It was cooler. You have to admit, when we first started, it was a little bit chillier inside. Now all the lights are on, and there's bodies in here, and you're farting up a storm over here. It's warming up the place.
Some pictures here. It didn't happen. You know, that's what I said.
All right. You know what? I'm going to buy a recorder, and I'm going to sit it right here.
Oh, I thought you meant the doo doo doo.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to buy a sound recorder. I'm going to sit it right here. And then I'm going to upload the sounds that that I have to hear while I'm sitting here all throughout the show.
He's gonna
nasty bitch.
Make it up. He's going to make it up.
You nasty bitch.
I would. I didn't do it. You're making it up again.
Either you farted or this smell came from nowhere. Because this smells like shit.
You did that then. In
and
California.
I'm not drinking bird shit. Fuck that.
No. No. I'm not drinking any shit. In California. 14-year-old boy had a bit of a crush on a 13-year-old girl in a nearby housing complex. So he climbed in through a bedroom window in the middle of the night, gently woke her up, then stabbed her 30 times, then stabbed an 18-month-old baby in a crib, then came back and stabbed the girl some more until she was dead, then raped her. 14-year-old boy. How they... Damn these violent Dora the Explorer educational video games. God damn these violent episodes of Sesame Street. How are they going to blame this on video games, folks? Huh? He did that like a pro. And, 14. Never too late to start, right?
What is it with you white people?
I didn't... We don't even know this dude was white.
I guarantee you.
We don't know.
He was white.
We don't know he was white.
I can guarantee you.
I don't know. This could have been either way.
No.
This one could have been either way.
No.
You can't tell me black people don't stab babies. I've seen y'all do it.
A baby?
Yes.
When we're older.
Broken bottles, I've seen you do it. In New Zealand, a 16-year-old kid invited his friends over to play in their parents' swimming pool. They started playing a game to see who could stay under the water the longest.
And nobody came back.
The kid won the contest hands down by staying at the bottom of the pool for 2.5 hours. And only really got out because the police pulled him out because he was dead. So he won. He won the game. You may be laughing, but he won. You know, that's how you win that game. In Texas, a couple of thugs dumped gasoline on a guy and set him on fire so they could rob him. It worked.
What? No, you
it worked.
You can't rob somebody.
They did. They set him on fire so they could rob him.
You can't rob somebody on fire.
They did it.
But you can't.
But they did it.
Let me set you on fire and see if I can grab your wallet. You can't.
You're not going to be able to stop somebody from robbing your wallet if you're on fire.
Well, you can't grab the wallet if they're on fire anyway.
They probably beat him too. I don't know. But yeah, that's Texas for you folks. Oh, yeah. In Russia, four men downed a liter of pure alcohol. And then got into an argument about whether or not God existed. Naturally, the one person in the group who did believe in God, stabbed the other three until they knew the answer for sure. Killed them dead. That's what happens when you get Russians really drunk and in a religious discussion. Don't ever do it. In Russia, God stab you. Yeah, it's... Oh, man. In Soviet Russia, face ruins you. I didn't do nothing. You lying. In Oklahoma, a man obliged his wife when she asked him to perform a long-time sexual fantasy of hers of having sex with a gun to her head. The guy wound up blowing his load, but... Not in the way she was thinking it was going to happen. When the gun accidentally went off and scattered her brains all over the house. Finally, in South Carolina, just before the bell rang, we got a little time. Just before the bell rang on Wednesday, a 16-year-old high school student doused himself with gasoline, lit himself on fire, then ran screaming through the doors of his high school and dove into a cluster of sophomores.
Oh, Jesus, Lord in heaven.
What? No one was hurt except for the kid who was crispy and dead. That is our gore news for the day, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm done.
We're finished. We're going to have to take a break here, actually, to recover. We got another Percy tip of the day and another Stagley coming up and some great segments. So stay with us until afterwards. We'll answer your mails. And we will see you guys on the other side.
Love, lust, betrayal. A Dragon's Poison. A whole new level of furry erotic fiction. Available now on Amazon. Also available on Amazon, The Definitive Roland, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Over 1,000 pages encompassing 8 years of the finest furry erotic short stories on the market today.
How's it going, guys? King Gord here. Happy New Year! I want to say that it's my first tip of the day. We're in 2011, so I hope you guys had a good time. Didn't get too crazy, too drunk. Which actually brings me to today's first tip of the day. Suiting in a bar. Now, there's a couple things you're going to want to know if you're going to be suiting in a bar, okay? You've got to know how to play bar games. Darts. I was going to know how to play darts. Because you don't want to look like a fool. Don't look like a fool, okay? Pool is fun. Pool is good. It's competitive. It's, you know, with the poles and the balls and the holes. It's, you know, it's the green top. Cool game. It's a real cool game. So pool. Cards, you know, don't go cheating, though. You have to flip the table like they do in those old movies. I'm pretty sure that always happened. And remember, you got to feel out the bar. You got to make sure you got to caress it. You know, make sure these melons are fresh. Check the bar out before you go, because you can have a good experience at a bar like this.
Hey, Foxy, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Have a good New Year.
I had a great New Year. How about you?
Awesome. Pretty good.
Thanks. Let me get something hard, but something smooth.
Some Irish mist, maybe.
That'll be good.
You know what? Bottles on the house.
No shit.
Have a good night.
Hey, thank you. Good night. Oh.
Or you can have a not-so-good experience at a bar like this.
Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little...
Hey, how's it going? Can I have a... Let's see. What kind of beer do you guys have here? Whew. Okay. I guess I'll just...
In my fucking way.
What do you guys have in the bottle?
Maybe a mixed drink? Cosmopolitan?
We don't serve your kind here, you.
I don't want any trouble. I'm just here to have a quick beer. You know, I'll go. And I'm just,
well, you came walking in here looking for trouble. So I reckon you go back the way you came, boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to start. Going.
Back the way you came. There ain't no Anthrocon here.
Yeah, that can get hairy. Don't just... Careful. Everyone be careful and... Tiny door. Drink responsibly, guys. Happy New Year.
In this new century, mankind is feeling a great anxiety. But we are living on borrowed time until we learn some new truth, either technological or sociological, and transform into something greater, for to stay as we are, we know already will lead directly and swiftly to our own destruction. This is exactly the question. and exactly the circumstances that face the genetically modified rats in Don Bluth's animated masterpiece, The Secret of NIMH. Where we humans face the triple threat of global warming, global corporate feudalism, and global exposure to country western music, the rats face the fact that they can't remain hidden in a rose bush by a farmhouse forever, and that stealing electricity, water, and if the film were set a bit later, internet access from the farmer will eventually get them every bit as dead as we all would be if we listened to Achy Breaky Heart one more time. But of course, the larger political issues are not the primary story here, which is perhaps why Don Bluth introduced the stone, a magical gem whose purpose in the story is to underscore the role of Risby's courage, amplify her role as the heroine, and give her something else to take off in her second nude scene. Yes, Risby is for many the platonic ideal of the MILF, or Mother I'd Like to Fuck, and certainly in The Secret of NIMH she is amorously advanced upon by pretty much every male character she encounters with the exception of Mr. Ages, who shows about as much interest in romance as the farmer's cat. She doesn't reciprocate, however, until she runs into Justin, and the sexual chemistry crafted into their few moments together on screen is so expertly rendered, so palpable, that this alone would have been enough to justify a broad following within the furry fandom, even dismissing Brisby's nude scenes, her almost Ripley-like heroics, and the world-wise, yet emotionally vulnerable way with which she carries herself. Particularly relevant to this last is a conversation she has with Jeremy the Crow, with whom many furries, given their almost universal difficulty with societal norms and basic social grace, can surely identify. In this conversation, she serves up expertly gentle criticism of Jeremy's enormous, out-of-proportion social and physical clumsiness, all with an utterly honest belief that this awkward mess of a character has a basic decency within him that is worth nurturing. In the end, of course, Jeremy has a suitable mate literally collide with him, and all the light bondage aside, gets exactly what many furries are looking for, a mate whose social awkwardness matches their own, with whom they can share the experience of learning how to cope with a world that seems too cold to gladly suffer fools like them. But rather than end on an uplifting note, I'll leave you with this disturbing realization. Grisby's snot-nosed eldest son? Voiced by Will Wheaton. Good night.
Furry Under Scrutiny with William F. Stagley is made possible by software from the Blender Foundation, an unhealthy fixation with animated films, and viewers like you. Thank you.
Would it be unfair to say that that was one of our more interesting breaks?
Yeah.
I think that was a very interesting break. In case you didn't know, our breaks, we like to, you know, we have some exclusive. We have Stagley, who they write, he sends those in to us just for Two Cent Show, as well as King Gord, who I hear is in the channel. Hello. What's up? You are the king. And
Of Gords.
And actually, he's cool. Yeah, and the rest of it, we just kind of, you know, throw together stuff that we figure our viewers will enjoy, or at least that I think are funny, you know, so. I got a mouthful of crap here. I love that one. But. Yeah, that was fun. Actually, you should have seen Jibba during the man memory tsunami. Jibba was just about losing his mind. He's going to knock himself out.
I was memorized. It's one of those things, if you watch it long enough, you end up getting hypnotized by it.
Yeah, it kind of is. Kind of winds up, you know, drawing you in. Kind of like the lines on a highway when you're going too fast. You know,
you see yourself move.
It's like, go, ooh. Yeah, it's amazing, some things that the human body can do. Or shouldn't do, as I heard those. But, such as spandex. When I take over the world, it's happening. We're actually we're in the final bits of the deal on that. I just got to sign a few papers. It's over, and the world will be mine. God actually willed me the world. If you don't think that's actually valid, look at Israel. One of the things there's going to be several things that you have to have licenses for in the future, and you know, when I take over the planet, one of them will be using the internet. You will have to have a license to use the internet. You will have to have a pass a computer test and be able to use a computer to get on the internet. And but
my mother wouldn't pass.
Another one is this spandex. Another one, that's the one that was, I mean, spandex and, like, Speedos, they will require license. You will have to have a license to wear spandex.
To me, spandex should be illegal.
Not for everybody.
No. Mm-mm.
No, for nobody, really?
For nobody.
Huh.
Now,
this is getting kind of old, isn't it?
Speedos.
That's spandex. Speedos is spandex.
But you see more with Speedos. And I want to be...
That can be a bad thing.
Well, I want to be the head person in charge of it so I can sit in front of a table and let them come through and I look at them.
Tell you what. After I take over, you will be Secretary of Spandex. I will appoint you Secretary of Spandex.
I know.
Oh, come on.
I want a higher position than that.
You already asked for it. That's what you get, Secretary of Spandex.
No, I want to be like the Vice President who's in charge of the Senate.
Okay.
The spandex is part of the deal.
That'll work. Let's see, what letters we got here thus week?
That's so wild.
We have a lot of good letters. Dear to Jibba and Toast. Happy Hogmanay from the Scottish Kangaroo to you all and the folks watching. On Hogmanay at midnight, it is customary to go to a friend, family, or neighbor's house, home, at midnight and first foot them, quote unquote. This involved bringing them gifts of items like coal, salt, whiskey, and sometimes sweet treats like shortbread or fruitcake to bring the recipient good luck and prosperity for the next year to come. The first footer would then be invited inside, where they would be greeted warmly and treated as an esteemed guest for much of the night. As far as tradition goes, I think it's a pretty damn good one, so happy Hogmanay to you guys and to all the viewers of the Two Cent Show. Jeeves the Roof from Scotland.
Jeeves, you can't say happy whatever this fucking holiday is without coming in here with the damn stuff that you're supposed to bring.
Where's my coal?
Where's my whiskey?
Where's my salt?
Where's my sweetbread?
Where's my cakes?
Where's my pies?
Uh-huh.
You're not here. You can't wish us that fucking holiday. No, fuck that.
But Jesus, I told her to throw something, but seriously, that does sound like an awesome holiday. Actually,
I would do it
better than what we have. But I've been just signaled by way of a almost, you know, hyperballistic can that we need to go and check out the agent cam. How's Agent Elrond doing on her cover this week? Let's see. It looks like. Well, that's me. I can tell that's me.
It's you.
But I can't tell what he's doing yet. Something. I can't.
You have, like, crimpers.
It looks like a crimper or a. Yeah, something. And, oh, wait. She's listening to us now, and she's probably going to write us a message or something and tell us what it is. Now, it's. Wait a minute.
There's a.
Oh, I can see me!
There's you. You're on the other side.
My titties are big. Wait, no. No, fix that titty crap over there.
No, they're just fine, Elrond. Perfectly in proportion, is it? Well, whatever she's working on,
We'll see it soon.
Let's see. Dear Jibba.
Oh, God.
Not two, not toast, dear Jibba. I know you are a huge fan of Halo, but my inquiry is whether you like other sci-fi games on the Xbox, such as Mass Effect. It's an amazing game, and if you haven't played it, I highly recommend it. And on the off chance that you have played it and don't like it, Commander Shepard could so kick Master Chief's ass. Diaz, the Riot Dragon.
Well, first of all, Diaz, Master Chief is everything on the Xbox and can kick anybody's ass, first of all. Actually, I have not played Mass Effect. I don't think I even have it. I have a lot of Xbox games, but there's a ton of things that I have. Like, I have actually Fallout, the first one, in a couple.
Yeah. Did you touch this mic?
No.
Did you touch?
I didn't touch the mic. I touched the. Bat!
It was tasty. We ate our audience. Oh no, there's nobody left.
No, but I have not played Mass Effect, and I should if you recommend it, I might.
I hear Mass Effect 2 is even better. You know, the weird thing is that lately, because a guy named I can't remember, I said it earlier. Lelantos. Guy named Lelantos actually sent me an Xbox for Christmas. And
see, nobody gives me stuff.
So but now it's like he sent me the Halo Reach edition with Halo Reach. So for the last week, Jibba has been sitting in there playing Battlefield on the PC with the mouse, while right next door I've been sitting playing Halo on the Xbox, and people are coming over and going, what the hell happened? Yeah, they have no idea what's going on. So
I still play Xbox, and I promised you a long time ago that I would get sufficient at PC games. So I am. I'm digitally trying, and you were in there. You saw.
He did that. He was kicking somebody's. He was shooting their heads off. He was like snipering it, and their heads would go, and he would go. And then you go on to the.
Then you have to go on to the next one.
Yeah.
But Master Chief kicks all ass.
Yeah.
Especially yours, Diaz.
Dear King Two, Queen Jibba, and Lord Toast.
Why I gotta be a queen?
What do you mean, why you got to be a queen? Big, massive, throbbing fan of your show. But I'm a first-time writer, and I'm in a long-distance relationship with my beautiful boyfriend. We have a fantastic relationship, but he sadly has fairly low self-esteem. Sometimes when I compliment him, he may reject it by saying that it isn't true or by saying that I'm better. He also puts himself down sometimes, and I'm not really a big fan of that. Should I confront him about it, tell him something that convinces him that he's entirely awesome, or should I just leave the topic alone? Sincerely, Miles Rose. Okay, from somebody who is slightly guilty of the same thing there, because Toast has this out with me all the time. To be honest, if you've got someone who won't take a compliment, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Telling him he's, you know, if he says, well, I'm no good at this thing, or I'm a terrible, you know, at this, saying, you know what, sure you are, that's not going to convince him. They're not going to listen to that. They're going to be like, well, why is he lying at me? Right. But at the same time, if you go the opposite way and say, well, okay, you suck at it, that's not... Actually,
that's not helping it either.
From a person who actually has these feelings a lot of inferiority, probably the best thing you can do is to get involved with it. To say, okay, so, you know, take, for example, you know, sculpture. You know, well, I think you're great. No, I'm not. I'm a terrible sculptor. Well, from that point, go, okay, well, how do you think you could be better? What do you think you could do to maybe improve yourself? Get him talking about, you know, how he feels he might be able to improve. Because if he's putting himself down and saying, you know, I'm no good at this, it doesn't mean that he's given up. It just means that he's not as good as he wants to be, and he's trying to be better.
Well, there's nothing wrong with getting to a certain point. I mean,
exactly.
I'm good at dance. I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
Yeah.
Nowhere near where I want to be.
Yeah. And that's the way some people are. They'll be like, well, I suck at this. You know, because there's somebody a lot better, they see somebody a lot better at it, so they say I suck. Let them have that. Generally, all it means is that they're trying to work to be better at what they're doing. And honestly, just engage them in it. If I were you and this is your boyfriend, engage them in it. Just say, look, you know, where do you want to go next? What do you want to improve?
Right, and make sure you're there for support and all in any endeavor they decide to go.
Yeah, exactly. That might be a big help for you and him. See what happens. Might actually turn out pretty good. Dear Two, my name is Scarasite.
My name is
Scaras. I have a big bag full of bees. I'm going to put them in Two's mouth.
Yes!
Yes. I'm going to run around the town on market day, and as everyone looks at Two, they'll say that Griffin's mouth is full of bees. Two will circle in place shouting, blah, 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 I'm gonna buy some blah, blah, blah.
You missed the letter.
Oh. As you watch them fly out of his mouth, and everyone runs in a panic. Many babies will be born early as their mothers will run in terror. The babies will be trampled and left for the bees. Two will be fine after his hallucination wears off.
Wait.
Why? What did I do to deserve? Are the listeners that I have, what did I do? I've always just wanted to try to be a good person. Okay, never forget I said that. Forget I said that. Forget that. I lied. But still, why? I don't... What did I do?
There's one thing I'm confused about.
Okay.
It says my name is... But it says anonymous.
Well, okay. That's because, yes, he put his name in there, but he didn't sign the letter.
Oh.
So... I know it's silly.
Oh, okay.
I know it's like, silly, but...
Okay, as long as if he didn't sign the letter, it's fine. If he put anonymous in there, I'm like, you dumbass.
No.
You go put your name in
and
the letter.
Sign
anonymous, you stupid furry.
What the hell is wrong with you? Dear Two, I just finished reading a story about attacks against police are increasing in Chicago. The thing that angered me most was how a 17-year-old veteran of the police force is shocked at how there is a lack of respect for the police, a lack of fear of the police that's getting worse, quote unquote. And that the superintendent can't understand how, quote, a person can have total disregard for life for those who keep order on the streets, unquote. And about how the act of killing an officer, quote, defies all human value, unquote. I have respect for those who work in the field of criminal justice, but those statements just sound retarded. Am I wrong to be angered by their statements, or am I justified for yelling at my screen? This is from anonymous number two. I don't think you're unjustified for yelling at your screen. You got cops all over the place, yanking old ladies out of the vehicles, and tasering old people for not getting out of their wheelchairs and walking. I saw a video. We got people. I saw them shoot down a guy in a wheelchair. He was swinging a knife around in the middle of the street. Cops were 20 feet away from him. He can't do nothing. He's swinging a knife around. They shoot him out of his wheelchair. And it's like, now they're like, well, why don't people have respect for the police? Really? Come on. I've always said, maybe I'm wrong, but I've always said, if you want respect, you gotta fucking earn it.
And,
tasering old people out of their cars and, being douchebags whenever possible just for the power trip, that's not earning respect, man. It's just not earning respect. Now, fear, on the other hand, they do get a certain amount of fear, but the problem is when people fear you, they're going to take every chance they get.
Right, right.
To get back at you. So
I mean, I don't fear the police. I don't fear being in contact with them.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I just don't want to deal with them.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's the thing.
You never know.
I don't fear them, but I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get pulled over DWB all the time, and in case you don't know, it means driving while black.
And it does exist.
And I used to get that all the
time.
It
does exist. We are at, I mean, we're in Michigan, 14 motherfuckers
at
a New Year's party. All of us take off. We're all drunk, driving down the street in our cars, all leaving the same time, the same house, in different cars. This motherfucker gets pulled over every time. And nobody else does. Ever. Nobody ever got pulled over but him. There's got to be... I don't know.
And then people expect me to have respect for the police.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I don't think all police are disrespectful,
no.
But I think that at this point, the organization as a whole has been driven by disrespectful motives.
Just
so,
like in any reference of that, the police, all the bad ones show. Like, all the bad stuff show, and that's what, if it was all good?
If it was all good, then it'd all be good. And you don't have to throw that right in my head. I just told you, just toss it out there.
Normally,
you hit me with one of those, you're going to die.
That's going to be funny.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, I will laugh.
We're going to go back to the Elrond cam, apparently.
Oh, she's changed.
What, is this a new one?
Oh, bees.
Is this a bee? That's not a bee.
That's bees in your mouth.
Oh, God. It is.
I see some bees.
That's what, and you know what? That's the one she's going to go with, isn't it? Just go ahead and write yes on the paper if you can hear us, Elrond. That's the one you're going to go with, isn't it? She's going to put bees in my mouth, and that's just the way it's going to be.
There's a little bit of a delay.
Look at how
there's a lot of delay.
Draws.
I know. She's probably drawn like three or four pictures by now. She's crazy.
I want to know what the other one was.
Yeah, we'll have to see the other one if she flips it back up there. And please, throw the next one over that way against the green screen or something. Don't hit me in the head with anything, or I'll kill you.
And I'll laugh.
Yeah. Next letter. Greeting pies. You used to be a preacher. This is rather generally known. Have you ever thought to use your seminal training and experience to conduct a furry-themed mock mass? I think it would be hilarious if you actually did one, going through all the motions of the sickest, most delicious, perverted twists and turns you could ever possibly put on it to make it just as blasphemous as it ever could be. Hell, I bet you could even use the format for your whole show. I just dig the fuck out of satirically wrecking the face of pretentious, hypocritical fucksticks everywhere. This is from Stone Tagger. Actually, you know, one of the shows that I'm planning on doing it's not going to be a religious-themed show, but it's going to be a kind of a Sunday morning worship type of show. It's not going to be based on Christianity. It's going to be based on a religion that I invent myself. So,
okay.
I'm not going to be God. Don't worry. I'm not going to make myself God. Don't worry. That's not going to happen. There will be other gods and things. But it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a mock thing. It's not going to be serious, but... No, I'm going to invent a religion, and every Sunday morning we're going to chill out. And
actually, if you look at my YouTube video, the show that I opened up for you, I did a Lord's Prayer.
You did a Lord's Prayer, yes.
I did a furry Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. That was great, too. Let's see. Dear Two, back in the Rant Radio days, you had a forum called Furry Army of Doom, where listeners could discuss subject raised on the 2 Cent Show. Unfortunately, by the time I started following the show regularly, the forum was mostly dead. After some thought, I've decided to remedy the situation. I've created a live journal community where once again users can air their opinions on subjects raised during your show. Each show has a journal entry that includes vital info such as air date, co-host tagline, and Elrond cover. It also links to audio and video downloads. Each entry also has a comment link where I invite the listener to share his or her opinion. And you can get to this by going to community.livejournal.com/2_cents. Signed, Ratner. That
cool,
but yeah, I mean, no, more than cool. I mean, that had to have been a lot of work. Every show is like every show from here on, or every show that's happened, because that's
a
lot of work.
Look it up and find out.
That is a lot of work.
If he did every show that we've done, that's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
I wouldn't do it, and I'm on the show.
I wouldn't either. And I made the show. I created this damn thing. I wouldn't do that. You noticed I have it. So, you know, Ratner, that's really awesome, actually. Thank you very much for that. I mean, I know there a lot of people like the forum-style things where they can do the comments, but they're honestly, with doing the show, actually creating it, I don't have the time to do something like that. And honestly, this is kind of an open show. You know, if you want to contribute to it, anybody who wants to can. This is the way you're going to contribute to it, then thank you very much, because that, I think, is awesome. Yeah. That is very, very cool.
I can get behind it.
Yeah, everybody go out and check out that community.livejournal.com/2_cents.
I haven't been on LJ in over a year.
It's been a while.
And I'll jump on it and post something, because I'll post that I don't like you.
I'll post that I don't like you, too.
I don't like you more.
I'll unfriend you on Facebook more than you can unfriend me. I'll extra unfriend you. I'll hit the mouse
on
button
Facebook?
Really hard.
We're talking about LJ, not Facebook.
I'm talking about Facebook.
I don't even have you as a friend on Facebook.
I've already moved on in my strategy. I'm thinking about Facebook now. I'm thinking about FA. I'm thinking about sending you nasty text messages until you kill yourself.
You do that anyway.
I'm working on it. Dear Two Jibba and Toast.
Well, don't look at me.
I look at the microphone, Toast. Okay. After hearing the story on 12/25/10 about how Jibba's windshield was broken, I started thinking about how scary that must have been. So I wanted to ask all of you, what was your scariest driving moments were? Mine was when I was doing 70 miles an hour down the highway on a foggy night. I accidentally hit the windshield washer while trying to turn on the windshield wipers, and the washer fluid froze over my entire windshield. Oh, God, I've had that happen. So that I could not see. I look forward to hearing your responses and thank you for answering my letter. Sincerely, Saberwolf from Wyoming. Now, that's pretty. I've had that same thing happen to me, so I understand that's pretty creepy. My scariest moment. It was during. It was in the spring in Arkansas, which we have severe rains and some pretty big thunderstorms down there, and sometimes some flash floods. I'm on the way home from my work as a security guard at the time, and there's a bridge, and there's some, you know, a bit of water over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, you know, it must be, like, flowing over the bridge a little bit. And so I'm like, but, you know, I'll just take it easy and get home. And so I go in about, you know, 30 miles an hour. I slowed down and go at about 30 miles an hour, and my headlights went underwater. And the water went and splashed up over my hood and onto my windshield. Now, when that's happening to you right now, real life, you will shit your pants. You see your headlights go underwater, that brings on a form of panic that you haven't had since you didn't have thumbs. That's some serious, serious fear going on right there. That was my scariest driving moment. Yours was probably the hood going up, wasn't it?
No, actually that wasn't. I had to think about it because you got to remember, this is my first time hearing this.
Yeah.
To think about it. My scariest driving moment was my first car, and I flipped the car over.
Oh, my God.
I was going down the expressway at 70 miles an hour. This is in Michigan, and hit a slick of black ice. Went off into the ditch and hit, you know, the sewers thing that had the slant on it.
Oh, those things that. Yeah. I know what you're
and
talking.
I hit and did like a roller coaster loop. My car flipped up and landed on its roof. And luckily, I climbed out the car.
It's funny how
climbed out, called my mother, and she came and picked me up.
You know, it's funny when you have those moments in a car, how everything slows down.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably flipping upside down in the air, and about the time you're upside down, you start going, I got a big bag of crabs here. I'm going to die in the face.
I screamed like a little girl.
Hell.
Well, no, because I was sliding, and I started sliding like shit. And I went into the ditch, and it wasn't until I hit the thing because I heard, and I'm like, and then I landed, and I'm like, and the first thing I did was,
yeah, I'm okay. My arm, my hands.
And then I calmed down and I could hear my music playing. My music was
still playing.
And I was sitting upside down in my car. My seatbelt held me in. And I was literally sitting upside down.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
I can't believe I
can't believe this happened. And then I'm going to tell you this. Do not ever, if you're hanging upside down, do not undo your
seatbelt. Don't do that.
That's exactly what happened. Boom.
Yeah.
Because I was...
I've been upside down in a car. It wasn't my scariest moment, but I have. And the first thing you want to do is, oh, well, I guess I should...
And that's exactly what
happened. Yeah, and up against it. Yeah, right on your head, too.
That was my scariest moment, flipping upside down. And I remember it still to this day like it was yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. We have time for one more letter here. See, dear two... The very first bit of you I ever saw was your YouTube video ranting about people needing to do their jobs. I laughed my ass off while
Wrong letter on the screen. There we go.
Oops. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Did I actually... No, that was the next one. I was so glad that someone could just say exactly what I think, but I can't find the words for it. And then, again, just lately, I taken to listening to your audio rants on your website. I've come to find that furries aren't creepy fuckers like the world tells me they are. I've also just come to realize that a lot of things aren't the way the world tells me they are. Thank you for opening my eyes and ears. You now have another devout follower in me. I'm excited to watch what else you've got coming, and I hope you know that I will be watching, listening, and supporting you and the rest of your crew. Sincerely, Red. You got it all wrong. Because furries are creepy fuckers.
No,
sorry we had to fool you like that, but no, we're pretty creepy. The only difference... Okay, here's the difference. Furries are creepy. It's just that furries know. We know we're creepy.
Some.
But some furries don't know they're creepy.
And those...
those are the ones
that, you want to stay with.
That you find wandering around the street at 3 in the morning wearing a suit, you know, with...
and wonder why they get shot.
And wonder why, yeah. I'm normal! I'm normal! That those are those
let
people.
Let me pet you and let me...
Hello, perfect stranger.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That because they think that's normal.
No!
No.
It's not normal.
Not normal.
If you see somebody doing that, pull out a revolver and shoot
them. And the first people you'll be doing a favor to is the rest of the furry fandom.
Yes.
Sir, please.
Shoot the motherfuckers.
Shoot.
Shoot them.
Down on the motherfuckers.
Now, wait, wait, wait.
What?
Now, if you do that, only shoot them. Do not be like the other white people on the planet.
And shoot and everybody.
Go shoot everybody
no,
up.
No, no, no.
Only shoot
just shoot
them.
That dude. Just shoot
that's
it.
That's it. Go that's home it. And act like nothing's the matter. Nothing happened.
If they're dressed in a deer suit, you got plausible deniability.
I thought it was a deer.
I thought it was a deer.
I want a deer meat.
I was just going to... oh, it's a person.
Oh.
What? What? See, you can get away with it. So, you know, it's... That's you know. Remember, and if it's a raccoon, run over him with the car. You remember the damn CSI episode? Just plow right over him. Plow him over. Please, for God's sake, help us.
If my brethren are in the street, shoot, run them over, please.
Run them over.
I know how to stay out of the street.
Well, you don't run around in the street with a damn raccoon suit on. Because you're not... yeah, because you know you're messed up. I know I'm messed up. Furries know they're crazy. We know we're crazy.
But we know
it's the furries that don't know they're crazy that you got to shoot.
I mean, otherwise, why would we do this every week and go to conventions and waste our time?
Exactly. No idea. Do you have an idea?
No.
I don't either.
I don't have one either.
We have no idea.
Uh-huh.
White Queen. And moving on. Actually, you know what time it is? It's time for Bun's Holidays. Let's go on to Bun's Holidays, because I'm sure he's got some holidays for this weekend.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You're going to need a mic. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's right here.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Tommy, can you hear me? Anyway, I've kind of not done my homework because I've been
I've kind of not done my homework.
I've been so happy that we're traipsing into the year of the rabbit. I've just been sitting there going, so, obviously...
it's been 9 fucking days.
Shut it! We're proud! We're tiny. What do we get? An oven?
Yes!
You can have an oven.
An oven, a skillet, a plate, a knife, a pot. A pot.
Microwave.
A microwave.
George Foreman.
A George Foreman. A
pressure cooker.
The very first one of you that actually ends up putting me in a crock pot, I swear to God, I will...
You will cook?
Yes.
I'm going to cook in the crock pot.
Are you finished?
Anyway, get going. We're not going to have time for the countdown.
All right. Today is actually Play God Day.
I can do that.
You do that every day.
Yes, I do.
The 10th is going to be Clean Off Your Desk Day. I need to do that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The 11th is Smoking Will Hurt You a Lot Awareness Day.
Really?
Somebody has to have a derp holiday, I swear.
Derp holiday.
All right, the 12th, this one's for me. I want you guys to, you know, show me your interest. Send me some pictures, maybe a video, something we can throw on 2 cents next episode. So, you know, on the 12th, record something. Show us who you are. You know who we are.
Well, like regarding what? Like...
well, do you
show
like
us
to
your
work
dollies
on
day
cars?
Or what?
Do you like
show
to slap dollies. People with fish? Do you like to run in slow motion with your fat titties flopping everywhere?
So show us your fat titties day? What? Okay.
Oh, no! No! No, no, no!
No, no, no!
No, no, no! We're not doing that!
Show me your boobs! All right, the 13th is Public Radio Day.
All right, I like Public Radio. NPR. Yay, NPR. Yes. Shout out to my homies at NPR.
Everybody.
Because I know they're watching the show all
I don't care if you don't like it. Turn on NPR, listen to it, learn something, get some culture you won't belt. And the 14th is Share Your Wisdom Day.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Funny that that ends up falling on same day as the next broadcast of 2 Cents.
Oh, we can do Share Your Wisdom Day. We could be an old man.
We should be old men.
We could the next 2 Cents will be like us being old men. It's like, you know.
Oh wait.
The Chinese are sneaky people. That's my advice.
They like to run down the street in slow motion.
I almost forgot. It's Bath Safety Month. Use the buddy system. And
beware of a Mexican selling a taco and half of a dog.
Wait. Be careful going to the bathroom. Take a buddy.
Take a buddy to the bathroom.
Take a buddy to the bathroom. It's bathroom buddy time.
Will you hold it, Seth? And it'll be the week of fursuiting.
Yeah. You just told people to go and get shot after we told people to go shoot people that go on the street in fursuit.
I liked that episode. I thought it was fun. Anyway, that's my holidays. Back to these guys. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to have to get into our top 10 here.
Let's
without further ado. Our top 10 this week, top 10 pictures here. We have what we have is 10 funny pictures of shit destroyed by children, or, as I like to call it, the last pictures you will see of these children alive. And oh. you will understand what I mean as we get into this. We have number 10 here. Yeah, I don't know how old that picture is. It is an audio tape.
That looks like my brother and sister.
So I hope that wasn't something that their parents actually wanted to keep.
I need to show you a picture of my brother and sister as a child. That looks like
them. Does it look like them?
That looks just like them.
What you got for number 9?
Ooh.
Oh, now see, that's a beating. That's a beating. Well, see, I don't know about now, but when I was growing up, that it was a beating.
Well, you beat the stuffing.
Yeah, exactly. What we got for let's see, number 8.
Ooh.
Those are pads. Those are maxi pads. You know, the innocence of childhood. What are these big band-aids here for?
Well, then.
Hey! Go back to that picture!
I'm gonna be big band-aid superhero! I'm big band-aid man! Big band-aid man! I will save you all! Oh my gosh! What was that? Was that number 7? That was number 8. Oh, Jesus. Okay, what's number 7? Now, see, okay, that's a lampshade, and I recognize that tub. That tub is butter. That's Country Crock. He's redecorated his lampshade with butter. You're still... You're going to make...
Behind that.
What's number 6? That's a kid in a coma right there. That is the last picture you will see of that child alive. Oh my gosh. Number 5 we're at. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They got into their mother's coke.
Something. Something happened.
I'm done.
We're at number 4.
I can't laugh no more.
Okay, that is a dead child. That child is now dead. God, if I'd ever done anything like that when I was a kid, I would have been so killed. I would have been murdered with a belt. Right there on the spot. Was that number four? Number three, then. Decorate the baby! Oh! I was like, victory!
The towel looks dead!
Look,
the towel looks dead!
And the other kid looks like holding the marker in the air like a victorious Klingon warrior. It's, oh my god. Is that two? That was three. What's two?
There's the...
Oh my god, that's paint. Oh lord, that's some dead children. And finally, what's number one? Yeah. We don't see the kid because it's already dead. Let's go back to number eight.
Please!
Go back to number eight!
Quick!
Back to number eight! We will see you all next week, folks. Leave this in your brain. Take care, y'all, and let that image burn itself into your head there.